Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, March the 14th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. I just have to laugh sometimes, which means I'm in a good mood. Republic Trading Group's number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com. Or you can still go to republictradinggroup.com. RBNLive.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, they'll all take you there. News stories, which are different to most other quote-unquote financial websites, because we deal with finance and politics. We'll say joined at the hip, can't separate them. Anyway, quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. There was much anxiety overnight and early morning, as the Dow vacillated between pluses and minuses, ultimately relief as the plunge protection team was successful. You got to admit, you got to look, you got to applaud these guys. They are good. They are good. Well, then again, they have unlimited cash at their disposal. They could flood these markets with money and not worry about it, which is most probably what they did today, and there's a reason why the Dow ended up 57 points to the better to close at 12,133. I guess the big fear today on Wall Street was the breakdown of the psychological $1,200 barrier. NASDAQ closed up 21 points at 2,371. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street gyrated, then steadied itself, closing with a respectable advance, though the Dow Jones Industrial Averages fell as much as 136 points and briefly dropped below that 12,000 mark before recovering. Panic ensued, my friends, when it dipped below that psychological level. Vast amounts of cash suddenly appeared in the coffers of many stocks. Who knows? Gold in New York closed down $6.70, which surprised me. I actually thought it would be a lot worse, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Gold ended up, as we said, down $6.70, $6.42.30. When we return, we'll give you the rest of the metals action, crude oil, U.S. dollar, and where gold is trading in Asia when we return.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. I'll also tell you why I'm in a good mood a little later on. As we mentioned, gold was all $6.70 in New York City, close to at $6.42.30. Silver off 9 cents at $12.77. Platinum off $16 at $1,203. Palladium flat in New York City. In Asian trading, as we speak, surprise, 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 gold is up $3. Silver up 9 cents. Platinum up $2. Crude oil, New York closed up 6 cents at $58.22 the barrel. U.S. dollar closed at 83.58. Ooh. Below the psychologically important 84 area. A lot of people ask me about gold. Why did gold, why did I think a $6.70 decline in gold was great news for gold today? Well, quite obviously, my friends. In a major declining financial market with financial instruments, as we had yesterday and almost had today, you've got to understand that a lot of people are subjected to what is called margin calls. This means that whether they're investing in treasuries or exotics or whatever the case may be, and they do it on leverage, failing to maintain a certain percentage of equity in your account triggers what is called a margin call. And for those who've received margin calls, you know it's not a pleasant experience. Because your broker will call you up and tell you that you have 24 hours to wire money into whatever account it is to restore your equity. And they're pretty brutal about this stuff. You got to do it. If you don't, your whatever investments you have are blown out of the water. And you can't just call them up and say, okay, I FedExed you a check over. They want to know the FedEx number. They want to track everything. They want to know everything. And usually when that happens and the demand for cash is so imminent, there's only one asset out there where they can get their hands on liquid cash. I mean, this is the whole point about gold. It's liquid. Therefore, when people need money, the first thing they sell is gold. I thought today we would see a substantial decline in the price of gold based on that simple factor. And when I say substantial, I mean I thought it would be down at least, you know, better than $10. But a $6.70 gain, and then to see gold rise in Asian trading up by $3 means in actual fact between yesterday and today, with all the carnage and the billions of dollars that were washed away, disappeared into thin air, or so they want us to believe, gold's really lost $3. Amazing. As Edgar Steele says, why do gold and silver prices usually decline along with the stock market these days when it should work the other way around? Write down the following on a large sheet of paper in big block letters with a felt tip marker and pin it on the wall above your desk where you can see it every day. Write these words in. It's the dollar, stupid. The dollar is key, my friends. Forget everything else. It's not rocket science. You don't have to be an economics major to figure this one out. The dollar is the key. Watch it. Watch it closely. As we mentioned, the key support area for the dollar is that 84 area. That keeps gas cheap, the stock market inflated, and people thinking that it's just another day. Well, it went below 84 yesterday, and it sank a little further today. They push the dollar up by manipulating precious metals and stock index futures. Well, today I think they couldn't wait to shore up the dollar until Friday this week because momentum was building from yesterday. Friday is their favorite day because of a number of reasons. One is because so many traders take three-day weekends. I'm actually taking a three-day weekend this week. Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in the big chair on Friday as he returns from his week-long vacation. The other reason that they do these things on Friday is because there's no Asian market. In other words, markets are closed until Sunday. And the third reason, the lesson of a drop in price of gold and silver is best imprinted on the minds of an off-work, internet-surfing, hand-wringing public that must live with their losses until the markets open again on Monday. Look, this is what they do. According to Bloomberg today, gold prices in New York fell for the fourth session in a row as some investors sold the metal to cover another round of losses in equities. European, Asian, and U.S. stock markets declined on concern that the U.S. mortgage delinquency will spread and curb economic growth. Gold has dropped 6.5% since February the 27th, when the Chinese stocks tumbled the most in 10 years, helping to spur a worldwide rout in shares. Everybody has an eye on the stock market, said Ron Godis, director of Equidex Brokerage Group. He went on to add, gold is still liquidating and people are interested in selling positions because the stock market has come down so sharply. The Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, which measures stocks in 23 major markets, dropped as much as 1.7% after sliding 1.4% yesterday. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday tumbled more than 240 points, or 2% in value. People who had equity losses are selling gold and looking to raise dollars, said Frank McGee, head trader at Alliance Financial in Chicago. Gold prices may rebound on supply shortfalls, said Neil Ryan, director of economic research at Blanchard & Company. Nobody's paying attention, by the way, to the announcements that are coming out of South Africa that South Africa's gold production is the lowest it's been in decades. See, people don't understand this. Economics 101, supply and demand. If the world's major supplier of gold to the world has got production figures down to 20-year lows, what does that mean for the current product that is on the market? Does it rise or does it fall? Supply versus mine production and central bank sales is shaping up to be a nearly 10% lower on a year-to-year basis, Ryan said in an email to investors. Investor demand in Asia and central bank gold reserve buying is increasing considerably. No kidding. But then again, we are back to the crux of the matter that started this whole mess to begin with, and that is subprime. As Peter Schiff from Euro Capital says, with the meltdown in the subprime mortgage sector now laid bare for all to see, many on Wall Street are desperately clinging to the notion that the pain will be localized. The prevalent delusion is that the overall mortgage, housing, and stock markets will be little impacted by the carnage ravaging the subprime sector. As such, renewed stock market weakness is seen as an overreaction and a great buying opportunity. Now, these assumptions represent wishful thinking in the extreme. All you got to do is switch on Bubble Vision to see these facts for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Peter Schiff's word for it. This morning, they were all there, Maria Bartiromo and the like, once again saying, what a wonderful buying opportunity this is. What did they call it? Vulture picking? Don't vultures usually circle over dead things? Well, anyway, that's what they say on Wall Street. And I don't want to sound like a hypocrite either. I sell gold. And I've never had a day when I will not tell you to buy gold. So I guess I'm pretty much the same as they are, really. But I have a different reason for recommending you buy gold than they have recommending that you buy stocks. I recommend that you buy gold as a safety mechanism, as a protection against idiot government officials who constantly never cease to amaze me in their level of stupidity. And one can only come to one of two conclusions. Either it's a level of stupidity, which is a byproduct, by the way, of government education, or these people are really evil. There's no middle ground here. It's either one or the other. And I'm going to be generous to them. And I submit it's stupidity. That's why I often say gold is idiot insurance. You see, they've committed themselves. They have no way to reverse their position. They have to keep on supporting their mindless agenda. And those of you that are smart, and buy gold, and insure yourself against their stupidity, we'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Hey, my friends, on this Wednesday, it was reported this morning that 2.2 million Americans are going to lose their homes in the weeks and months to follow. So why is this? Well, you got to think of the U.S. economy as an unstable dam. The first leaks will be seen in the dam's most vulnerable spot. But there will be many more leaks to follow. Before long, the entire dam will collapse. It would be a fatal mistake for those living downstream to assume a leak is an isolated event unrelated to the integrity of the dam itself. But that is exactly what those on Wall Street are doing with respect to the horrific data emanating from the subprime market debacle. This, my friends, dwarfs the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s. The bottom line is this, and this is not rocket science either, that far too many Americans, not simply those with low credit scores, have borrowed more money than they are realistically capable of repaying. The credit boom was created by initially low adjustable rate mortgages, interest-only mortgages, or negative amortization loans. Add that to an appreciating real estate market that allowed homeowners to extract equity to help make those mortgage payments. And now that real estate prices have stopped rising and mortgage payments are resetting higher, borrowers can no longer afford to make these payments. Significantly, most subprime loans involved low lease rates that lasted for only 2 years. In contrast, the teaser rates for most prime ARMs typically last for 5 years. This difference, rather than any inherent distinction in the fiscal health or credit worthiness of the borrower, explains why the delinquencies are so much higher in the subprime sector. Of course, there's no question about it. The vast majority of home loans in the last few years, subprime or otherwise, should never have been made in the first place. However, when the real estate prices were rising, no one cared about the wildly optimistic assumptions or the out-and-out fraud inherent in the so-called loan process. Everyone was making money. Borrowers, regardless of their ability to pay off their loans, thought they were getting rich as real estate prices rose. And on the other side, home builders, real estate agents, appraisers, mortgage brokers, mortgage originators, all were cheering. Today it was interesting to hear some of the suggested fixes that were offered by members of the U.S. Congress. And all it simply demonstrated to me, anyway, was how completely out of touch these people in Washington are. They have absolutely no concept of market dynamics. Their legislative proposals will require that lenders make potential borrowers verify their incomes and restrict credit only to those who can afford the payments after the teaser period ends. Washington fails to grasp that a return to traditional lending standards would precipitate a return to traditional prices, which, just in case you haven't noticed, are way below current levels. Do I have to reiterate the reason why you have to buy gold? It's to protect yourself from idiots. These people in Washington are bona fide idiots. Knee-jerk reaction taking place as we speak. Democrats wanting to, I don't know, pander to the poor and the impoverished. Making it sound today that these people were not responsible for the financial fix that they're in. It's predatory lenders. The greed of the rich have exploited the weaknesses of the poor by offering them the American dream. Home ownership. they're going to solve this problem, all right. Government shouldn't be involved in a lot of things. Whatever government touches, it basically destroys or it makes impotent. Anyway, we'll rant on about the illustrious leaders in Washington, D.C. and the financial markets when we continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one
and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Remember history is replete with examples of knee-jerk reactions by brain-dead politicians to catastrophes, natural disasters, and the like. And everything they do always exacerbates the problem rather than solve the problem. All you got to do is just look at the recent past. The attack on September the 11th, a knee-jerk reaction, was a Patriot Act. Many years later, they're starting to realize what a bad decision that was. And look at the mayhem that caused. After the Enron collapse of a few years ago, knee-jerk reaction once again, we ended up with Sarbanes-Oxley that is now being touted as a reason for slow economic growth in the United States, putting burdensome regulation on companies' ability to make money. At the time, it sounded good because everybody wanted blood because it was so unfair what happened at Enron. No, people got greedy. Simple as that. And now, obviously, the knee-jerk reaction coming from Washington, D.C. is to crack down on predatory lenders. Who's a predatory lender? Well, I guess it's anybody that makes money lending money. Now, there's just no way to crack down on lenders without causing a crash in the real estate market. It's as simple as that. And continuing, by the way, continuing to just simply look the other way is no panacea either, as the real estate market is already in the process of collapsing under its own weight. It is also typical and very disingenuous for lawmakers to feign outrage or to have waited until a collapse occurs before taking action. Just like the internet bubble of the late 1990s, the government refused to act in advance of a crisis. Had the government taken the preemptive action with regards to mortgage lending, the real estate bubble never would have been inflated to the degree it has. However, a slower housing market would have resulted in much weaker U.S. economy. See how politics and the economy all work together and why they are joined at the hip? If we had more modest home valuations, it would not have allowed consumers to cash out phony real estate wealth, the veneer society, the illusion of wealth. Instead, homeowners would have been forced to make higher mortgage payments and have even less money to spend on consumption. They might have actually considered saving some of that money for the future, as their homes would not have been doing the savings for them. It's amazing how many people looked at their homes as a retirement account. But in reality, the problem goes way beyond housing, my friends. Nearly every big-ticket item that Americans consume is paid for with borrowed money, with foreign lenders supplying the credit. Without access to low-cost credit, the spending stops. When the spending stops, the service sector jobs associated with robust spending will disappear as well. Without paychecks, even those with low fixed-rate mortgages and high credit scores will not make their payments. The bursting of the technology stock bubble in the 1990s was simply the opening act. What we are about to experience with the real estate bubble is the main event. And it is a main event in respect, though it may be March of 2007, it sure feels like a lot like March of 2000. However, instead of a mild recession, this collapse will be followed by the most severe recession since the Great Depression. Do you realize that Americans today have a lower savings rate than prior to the Great Depression? The main risk is that Ben Bernanke and his buddies at the Federal Reserve will panic, as all political animals do in a time of crisis, and they're going to produce something far worse. What they're going to produce is hyperinflation bust similar to the one experienced by the Weimar Republic in Germany. One can only hope that cooler heads will prevail, but get your wheelbarrow ready just in case. And this is reality. This is where we are. This is what you're not going to hear on Bubble Vision. A couple of months from now, you can either chastise me or congratulate. Well, you don't have to do either. I don't do this for kudos in any way, shape, or form. I'm just simply hoping to open up your eyes to see things differently than is portrayed by the mainstream media and their talking heads on Bubble Vision, who, if you only glanced at it briefly today, you'd think the problem was solved. Everything is fine. Don't worry. Be happy. It's not fine. You shouldn't be happy. There's some serious stuff going on here. And we haven't even got into the yen carry trade and what those implications are, or how many of those collateralized debt obligations, those wonderful little investment packages that we have been put together and put into every conceivable type of investment vehicle you can name. It's people most probably are sitting with them in their 401k plans, in their IRAs, in their retirement plan. They don't even know that they're there, because it's hard to figure out what these things are. First of all, the names differ so widely, and the names are some of these things you wouldn't even know that they're in real estate investment trusts. Large swaths. You thought Enron was bad? And then subsequently, the politicians are going to do what politicians normally do. As I said, knee-jerk reaction, panic to a situation, attempt to pander to their voting constituents, come out with new rules and regulations that ultimately will produce what they are hoping to avoid. You know, how many examples of government inefficiency do we have to illustrate on a daily basis? My pet peeve is the Department of Education. If anything illustrates the abject failure of government, it's the Department of Education. The level of American students is pathetic. American students should be leading the world in math and science. We abdicated that. Now it's the Asians. But you can't tell that to anybody in the Department of Education. And if you get a response from them, their only response is, well, it's because we haven't spent enough money. America spends more money per pupil than any other civilized nation in the world. As a matter of fact, it's the highest per capita spending of any country on the planet, period. And you have to ask yourself, if we're spending that much money, and in Washington, D.C., $10,000 per student per year. As a matter of fact, I think it's even higher. I think it's now $12,000. Somebody explain to me, if you got a class of 30 students at 12 grand a student, and let's be generous and say they give the teacher 50 grand, what happens? There's 200 grand per class there. Where does this money go? You tell me, on upkeep of buildings? There was another report out today that said that 50% of American kids have no concept or understanding of the Ten Commandments, and adults couldn't name but three commandments. Well, I guess you could put it down that the ACLU and the ADL have done their job very well in taking the Ten Commandments, not only out of the school curriculum, but out of the public square. Is it any wonder that we are living in a hedonistic society where adults can only name three commandments? Well, I'm sure Jerry Falwell and Pat Robinson could name at least four. There's a lot of them that don't pay any attention to. The false god one, for instance. They all have false gods. They all worship false gods. Hagee worships a false god. Schofield Reference Bible, that's his god. Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell, well, their god is money. And I'm not kidding you about these people. But anyway. As I said to you earlier on, I'm in a good mood today. Why am I in a good mood? There's no particular reason. Maybe it's because we just transgressed from fall straight into summer here in the Valley of the Sun. I have been getting a daily dose of vitamin D, free, by the way. And I think I'm in a good mood because I've also overcome what was a very long, irritating sickness that I had and which really disturbed me. You see, because as I told you, I have a Berkey water filter. In other words, all the water I drink comes through a Berkey. Everything I cook comes through the Berkey. So I know that the water I'm drinking is good water. So I couldn't have got sick from the water. And besides, I use Immunite in my water. I fortify my water to help build my immune system. And I've been taking Immunite now constantly, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, maybe longer. No, I started taking it, well, just after Y2K. So when I got sick about a month ago, I was a little irritated. How is it possible? I'm doing everything. I'm drinking good water. I'm taking Immunite to build my immune system. I don't go into large areas with a lot of people in small confined spaces. I don't use public restrooms. I'm pathetic. I wipe down the handle of the shopping cart before I take it out. I try everything so as not to get sick. And I get sick, but not really, really. And it was really a nasty bug. Knocked me down for about a week. But even the last few days, I still had that nagging sinusy thing going on. I have a friend of mine who's a nutritional expert. So I called him up and I said, okay, what's going on here? I'm doing everything to build my immune system. I'm drinking the good water. I'm infusing it with Immunite. I even take my one-a-day vitamin. And I protect myself from picking up germs from everything. How come I got what everybody else is getting? And everybody, let me tell you, everybody got this bug. So he says, well, let me do some analyzing of your lifestyle. And so I told him what my lifestyle was all about. Well, needless to say, he said that walking once a week at the mall does not constitute exercise, and steak and beer does not constitute a well-rounded diet. What he was saying to me is, even though I'm doing all the right things in one small area of my life, I'm messing up in the other parts of my life, which is the reason why your immune system is not working. You've got to help your immune system. You can't just sit around and take stuff and expect your immune system to work. You've got to do the other things, like exercise on a daily basis, and limit yourself to, he actually told me to cut out the beer and steak because he says they're not good for you, which I have a problem with. It's like lobster and butter. Beer and steak were meant for each other. So to explain, obviously, why I became ill is simply that. Because you can't achieve you can't achieve good health unless you do all the other things as well. You can't just do one thing. And I guess it's the same. And I guess it's a, because I use these lessons in life to teach me other things. And I guess it's the same with no matter what else you do in life. It's like these Christians that just want to pick and choose which commandments that they want to adhere to and which they don't want to adhere to. But does that mean that you're a whole healthy person? No, because you're only doing a little bit here and a little bit there. You've got to take the whole package. It's like these politicians that want to pick and choose which part of the Constitution they want to adhere to and which parts they want to disregard. If you want to have a constitutional republic, if you want to have a government functioning as a founder saw fit to to create this experiment with freedom, it's a whole thing. You can't just take little pieces of it and expect it to work, because it's never going to work. And the same lessons apply in finance. Unless you have a comprehensive approach to everything, you can't just simply pick and choose little pieces over here and say, well, this part of the economy is good, and let's just tell the people about this good side of the, we won't tell them about the bad side. Because ultimately what's going to happen is you're going to wake up one morning and to your chagrin you're going to find everything that you thought you owned is now just worthless pieces of paper. Final segment coming up, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday on the flip side. You know, I often talk about if you're going to take on the beast, otherwise known as the government. You better have your ducks in line, otherwise the beast will smack you. A family that asked the United States Mint to authenticate 10 extremely rare coins cannot prove they were obtained legally and has no right to them, according to government lawyers who made this presentation in court. The gold coins in question, my friend, are 1933 $20 St. Gaudens that were never circulated, and there's no question are worth millions of dollars apiece. One of them sold in 2002 for $7.5 million, the highest price ever paid for a single coin in the history of the world. The plaintiff in this case, Joan Langbord, and her two sons say they discovered the cachet in 2003 in a safety deposit box belonging to a late father, a Philadelphia jeweler. They approached the mint the next year and agreed to turn them over to be authenticated, the Langbords say. But the mint, after vouching of their authenticity, refused to return them on the grounds that they were stolen U.S. property. Now, these seem like highly educated Americans. After all, the father was a lawyer before becoming a jeweler. The story of 1933 $20 St. Gaudens is not lost to many people who just want to go to an internet search engine and punch up 1933 $20 St. Gaudens. They would have got all the facts and the figures. But no, these bright citizens, after discovering these coins, which are worth a fortune, decided to take them to their benevolent government to say, are these real? And they were hoping that the government was going to fork over $40 million to them for those coins. Just goes to show you, my friends. You want to take on the beast? You better have your ducks in order. Not only are the Langfords out a substantial amount of money, but the mint is not even going to give them the face value of the coins, which is $20. Why? Because they were illegal coins. So they leave empty-handed. A lesson learnt when you challenge the beast. They could have, well, it's the stupidity of people just it never ceases to amaze me. The stupidity of politicians never ceases to amaze me. And so we end up where we are. Which is the reason, once again, and I'll reiterate it and say it again till the cows come home. You want to protect yourself against idiotic politicians? You want to insure yourself against the dollar? There's only one answer to this. Buy gold and lots of it. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same bat station. Till then, my friends, see you bye. We all know.